International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, October 2024. Week 2. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. 2 Corinthians 12:3-4. And I know such a man, whether in the body or outside the body, I do not know, God knows, that he was caught away into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not allowed for a man to speak. Many of us cannot stand the test of visions and revelations. As soon as we have a little experience, we blow the trumpet, and everyone knows about it. What depth there was in Paul! It would be a wonder if we could hide away something we received from God for 7 years. But for 14 years Paul never divulged his experience. For 14 years God's church knew nothing of it. For 14 years not one of the apostles had heard of it. Paul's roots were deep beneath the soil. This matter of root is a matter of extreme importance. If you want to have Paul's work, then you need to have Paul's root. If you want to have Paul's outward conduct, then you need to have Paul's inner life. If you want to have Paul's manifest power, then you need to have Paul's secret experience. The trouble with Christians today is that they cannot keep any spiritual thing or any special experience undisclosed. As soon as they have a little experience, they have to tell it abroad. They do not have any root. May God show us Paul's experience, and may he lead us into having depth. Today's reading. In Isaiah 39 we are told that when the news of Hezekiah's sickness and recovery reached the Babylonian court, messengers were dispatched with letters and a present for Hezekiah. Hezekiah had been a recipient of the grace of God, but he was unable to stand the test of grace. God's word says, Hezekiah was glad for them and showed them his treasury, the silver and the gold, and the spices and the fine oil, and his whole armory and everything which was found among his treasures. Hezekiah could not overcome the temptation to display everything. Then should we not bear testimony? Yes, we should. Paul did so, and multitudes of God's children from generation to generation have done so too. But bearing testimony is one thing. Delighting in exhibiting one's experience is quite another. What is our object in testifying? We may speak of the great things the Lord has done for us, but we must not publish these things abroad as items of news. This only exposes ourselves as being without any root. To be without root is to be without any treasure. It is to be without any hidden life or hidden experiences. It is essential that some of our experiences remain covered. To uncover everything is to lose everything. Whatever secrets we have with the Lord must be preserved. Only if he moves within us to reveal something, dare we reveal it. If he wants us to share some experience with a brother, we dare not withhold it, for that would be violating a law of the members of the body of Christ. One law of the members of the body of Christ is fellowship. Once we suppress this law, the flow stops. We must be positive, not negative, and minister life to others. But if we are engrossed all day with ourselves and with our own things, this talkativeness and exposure opens us to assault from the enemy. I trust we will learn what the body of Christ is and what the flow of life among the members is, but I trust we will also learn the need for safeguarding the hidden part we have before the Lord, the experiences that are not known to others. No root should be exposed. As we extend ourselves deeper and take root downward, we will discover that deep calls unto deep. When we can bring forth riches from the depths of our inner life, we will find that other lives will be deeply affected. The minute our inner being is touched, others will receive help and be enlightened. They will know that there is something beyond their knowledge, If our life has no depth, our superficial work will only affect other lives superficially. We repeat yet again, only deep calls unto deep. This is the end of today's morning revival.